It hasn't been the most successful visit for the Australian Prime Minister, but then it hasn't been all his own fault. The goodwill has been here in Jakarta, the interest has been here, but Jakarta has reacted cautiously to Australian proposals for a new grouping of Asian and Pacific countries. Mr. Whitlam believes that present groupings such as ASPAC, which include Taiwan and exclude China, are out of touch with reality. But his hopes for some exploratory talks on new Asian and Pacific groupings were dashed by the premature disclosures of Indonesia's foreign minister, Mr. Malik, who bluntly told Indonesian journalists that an expanded ASPAC, including Australia, was just not on. The results? Newspaper across Asia and in Australia reported that Indonesia had rejected the Prime Minister's concept of greater regional cooperation. Mr. Whitlam was not happy with this result. He was not happy with Dr. Malik either. It was made clear to Australian newsmen accompanying Mr. Whitlam that Mr. Malik did not speak for the President and that President Suharto was in fact interested in the idea, but not for the moment. Indonesia takes the view that Indochina must first settle down before the region looks to new groupings. Mr. Whitlam clearly had this view in mind when he spoke to the Indonesian Parliament.
We see great merit in an organisation genuinely representative of the region, without ideological overtones, conceived as an initiative to help free the region of the great power rivalries which have bedeviled its progress for so long, and which would be designed to insulate the region against ideological interference from the great powers. I must emphasize that such an objective is one which would take time and careful consultation with all of our neighbors.